Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our midweek prayer, teaching, praise, worship service. This is Labors for Christ Word Life Center, and we are coming together in a new series. A series on debunking the lie of Satan and replacing them with the eternal truth of the living God. We are excited about our study. And as we prepare to go into praise and worship, to songs and singing and scripture and teaching, we want to prepare our hearts and our minds. We pray that you have your book, that you have your Bible, that you have your notebook, your pencils, or if you want to use your computer. There's all sorts of resources that are available to you. And if your information you would like for some of the supplementary things, just shoot a text to 773-779-2900. Remember, the book is the workbook, and that book is by Robert McGee, and the title is Search for Significance. Also want to encourage you to have access to the Freedom Wheel, the Feeling Wheel, which indicates the different emotions on a graph, and it shows some roots and processes of things. So you want to have that available as a resource to you as well. And so as we prepare to start this evening, we're going to put everybody on speaker, and we want your participation in what we do, and want to start by giving some assignments of scripture so that when it is that time in our session, you can come forth with these scriptures. There are some scriptures that we want to build upon that will help us use as our weapon to tear down the lies of Satan. And the lies of Satan are matched and overcome by the truth of the Word of God. And so there are some terms that we want to become familiar with that will help us in identifying which weapon to use in what battle. And so we want to be spiritually prepared. And so you have four words that you want to become extremely familiar with, and in not just in their meaning, but in their application and in the power of them. And one of the words is reconciliation. So you want to reconciliation, perpetuation, regeneration, and justification. Apostle, do you have the scriptures that those words are associated with for us so that the
reconciliation, one of the reference scriptures is Colossians, the first chapter, 22nd through the 21st and 22nd verse. Propitiation, 1 John 4, 9 to 11. Regeneration, Titus 3:3-7. Again, reconciliation, Colossians 7:22. Propitiation, 1 John 4:9-11. Regeneration, 3:3-7. 3-7.
All right. So we want someone to get one of those scriptures. All right. And be prepared. Be prepared. So we want to start our evening session off with a worship song, because one of the main elements necessary as we start this journey is the ministry of who? Can you tell me? The ministry of, okay, we say it as our
Spirit of God is in this place. The Spirit of God is strong in this place.
Yes.
I feel His anointing strong here.
The Holy Spirit.
If you might be expecting
so
something, just open
worship.
Your spirit to receive.
Worship.
Whether you're watching us on the network, open your spirit to
our
receive.
Session.
This song is entitled Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I love you. You guide me all things, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you have opened my eyes, you have opened my eyes. Holy Spirit,
said Holy Spirit. Somebody obviously said Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit.
You open my eyes.
Well, the decree for the month of October was read. I will read it. We want to be prepared to give our scripture for reconciliation and then a prayer, Apostle KP, after the reading of the declaration. And each week we want someone else to do the reading. Each week someone else will do it. Now, our October name of God, Jehovah R, the Lord is my light. From Psalms 27 and 1, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord abiding presence is here. From Ezekiel 48 and 35. Our October prayer and declaration is we decree October will be a month of revival, refreshing, and awakening. We pray according to Isaiah 60 and 2. God will rise and shine on you. The eternal bright glory will shine on you, a light for all to see. Nations north and south, people east and west will be drawn to your light. They will find purpose and direction by our light. We declare the light of revival, refreshing, and awakening for the month of October on us, on our home, on our church, and on our sphere of influence. We believe Jehovah Ah, the God is my light, and Jehovah Shammah, the Lord's abiding presence is there, to bring a season of refreshing. We decree and declare the anointing of revival for repentance, healing, seeking God, and relational restoration with God and man. The anointing of refreshing for the fire baptism, outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and the miracles, signs, and wonders that have to follow. The anointing of the awakening for doors of salvation opening, corporate and personal, outpour of worship and newness of life. We decree and speak revival, refreshing, and awakening to come now and be released over our city, our community, our nation, and in all and each one of the seven mountains of influence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and praise God. Praise God. We will have our scripture. Reconciliation. Colossians 1 and 19. Someone has that scripture for us? We're waiting on Colossians 1 and 19. I'm looking for it. Amen. What's the map? My eyes. Amen. Amen. Well, there are other people on the line with good eyes.
don't know.
Amen.
Here we go.
Okay. Colossians, I'll do 18 through 20 because that's how it comes up in the messenger. It says, he was supreme in the beginning, leading the resurrection parade. He is supreme in the end. From beginning to end, he is there, towering far above everything, everyone. So spacious he is, so roomy, that everything of God finds a proper place in him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and the dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmony, all because of his death, his blood that was poured down from the cross. And that's the message.
Amen. Amen. Reconciliation, a very powerful word that has to change the way we think. So we will start with prayer, Apostle. AP. She's on speaker. Okay. We're getting a slow momentum today.
Are we unmuted?
Yeah, you're unmuted. Everybody is unmuted.
Amen, amen. I'm sorry, I was on my personal mute. Hallelujah. So, Father, again, we come
God.
Before your sight. Hallelujah. Before your presence, oh, Lord God. We come on today, oh, Lord God, even now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord God. We come now, oh, Lord God, dismantling any preconceived notions about your word, oh, Lord God. And we allow Holy Spirit full reign, oh, Lord God, to dispel our notions, oh, Lord God, and to override us, oh Lord God, with your truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, we even now, oh Lord God, submit, oh God, to the authority of the Holy Spirit, oh God, we submit,
yeah,
oh Lord God,
yeah,
to Jehovah Or, the Lord our light, that he will begin to shine light on every area of darkness, oh Lord God, every area where there is a vague understanding, oh Lord God, we allow Jehovah Or to come in and to illuminate, oh Lord God, the word on today,
yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We even now, oh Lord God, submit to Jehovah Shammah, oh Lord God. The Lord abiding presence is here even now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we just thank you, oh Lord God. We thank you now, oh Lord God, that because your word is going forth and because Holy Spirit is the teacher on tonight, oh God, we thank you for the anointing of refreshing and the anointing of revival and the anointing of awakening, oh Lord God, that will begin, oh Lord God, to start afresh, to start anew, and to start ablaze in us, oh God. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray, and we count this prayer as done by faith. It is so, and so it is in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you, Overseer, for the scripture and song of praise. We worship God for. So we're looking at this new series that a lot of us have done before, and it may seem as though, okay, here we go again, but the word of the Lord over the house of Laborers for Christ is you've never been this way before, and you have no idea unless you keep your eye on the priest and on the ark. That's the word of God, following the leader that God has placed in over the sheep. And so as we go forth, we have to go forth with this expectation of newness. Newness has been the declaration for this new year, a new you. This is the new Jewish year. This is the declaration for October, new anointing, this fresh awakening. And so to be awakened, one of the scenarios that we have in the book of Search for Significance is an individual who had been driving and driving, and they were in a car accident. They ended up being on the side of the road, and they were sitting there, and they felt okay. They felt okay. and a passerbyer stopped, and they were horrified at what they saw. But the person in the car did not glean fully what the problem was because they were there in the midst of it. But the person that was looking down upon it was viewing all of the dangers and all of the things that had happened in the twisted metal and the blood and the twisted car, and it was down in such a place that it would be difficult to get out. So they saw all of the circumstances and situations surrounding this person, and they were very hopeful. And yet the person fell chill, and they were then informed of some things. So they looked at their hands, and they did see blood. And they realized, oh, I'm bleeding. And so bit by bit, as they start becoming aware of their surroundings, the more their body and their mind started responding to what they saw. But until they had seen it and seen the person looking down upon them, making the explanations of horror at what they saw, they didn't know that something was wrong. And that's where we're finding ourselves now, because there are things that are going on that God sees that we don't see, and we think we're okay. And what he's saying is, you're in need, as the passerbyer, you know, called the ambulance, and the medics came and they attended to some of the wounds, not all of them, but some of them, and then they transported them to the hospital, and there they started attending to other issues, not all of them, and then the surgeon had to come and address certain issues, not all of them, but together they were able to bring that victim back to a place of wholeness. And that's what we want to see God doing now. He's going to use time. He's going to use honesty. He's going to use the Word of God. He's going to use the power of the Holy Spirit and the affirmation of others. Five elements have to be present. All five elements have to be present to bring us to a place of wholeness, as well as to us helping others that come to us as victims, bringing them to a place of wholeness. So no matter which perspective you may be surrendering to in this study, it is a universal truth that can be applied until wholeness has been established by the Lord God Almighty. And he would be the final physician to say, you are well, and now you can leave the hospital. So this is what we want to open our spirits to, identifying each one of these things that's present. There's a scripture, I just love it. I wish somebody would find the address for it, because I believe it's one that we need to start declaring daily as we look at this. There's two. One in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament. The one in the Old Testament is, deliver thou me from secret faults, and let not presumptuous sin have dominion over me. Then I will be free from the evil. The words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart will be acceptable in thy sight. So what we're going to realize and what we're going to find out in this journey is, it's what's in our mind and it is what's in our heart that will cause us to be able to uproot the lies of the enemy and to put there the truth of God that brings healing. So there's so much that we just aren't even aware of. The psalmist wouldn't have put it in there. God would not have had that to be a part of his Bible if it wasn't something that was important for us to understand and to glean in order for the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in his sight, that there were certain things that have to be uprooted. And then you go to the New Testament in Ephesians. I know it's the first first chapter, where it says, the eyes of my understanding will be enlightened. This was Paul's prayer. Eyes of your understanding might be enlightened. Now we're talking about that light, that light that's going to shine and bring a God view perspective in our journey. That the eyes of our understanding that will be enlightened, so that we will know the hope. We will know the hope of our calling. And just that one little word, and I challenge anybody to look at the power of the word hope on the feeling wheel. Okay, when you look at that emotional wheel, look what's attached to hope. What is attached to hope? Because you're going to find that it is associated with this joy that the children of God should have. And that joy becomes our strength. And so these are things that we have in words of promises and declarations that we have to make and tear down the existing lies that are there from Satan. And so these four words represent God's answer. And as I said, if you have a little cheat sheet that we sent out along with testing, four tests on evaluating of things, that you can see it in a chart form. Sometimes it's easier that way to keep them together and to see how they relate to one another. And so these four powerful weapons that we have are there to fight the four powerful lies of the devil. And it's been ascertained through study and that these are the main lies that shape our thinking, our actions, and our reactions, and also they drive our emotions, and they are not good. So the first is, and there's a lot of lists and there's a lot of things, I hope you're taking good notes, write all in your book, write all in your workbook. I pray everybody was able to get their workbook. If not, you need to send a text to Apostle, and she can have some available on this Sunday, and I believe they cost $13.99. Okay?
No.
So you must, if you need her to be able to give your book to you on Sunday, you must text her within the next 10 minutes. I hope y'all know how to do that on your phone while you're on your phone or you're on your computer. But it's okay. So these truths or these lies that have to be dismantled. You know, we know we can plead the blood of Jesus to cancel the strategies of the evil one. And this is how we do it. When we focus on what the strategy is, okay? So the Lord, the devil's standard that he has, and most of us come to the table with this belief, and that is your worth is equal your performance plus other people's opinions. That's just fed out. From a little kid, little infant, if you touch it and mama say no, what you just did, if you don't do it, then you okay. If you do it, then you're a bad baby. And we really communicate that. Even if we don't use those words, we still communicate that. Your performance plus others' opinion equals your worth. And so as a result, the devil wants us to believe that those, if you fail, you're not worthy of love. You deserve to be blamed and condemned. So the fear of punishment or punishing others becomes a part of our thought process. That's what's in our database. you know, when someone fails and everybody doesn't agree, then something's wrong with them, or they're not up to par, they're not up to standard, or as a result, they then become with inferiority complexes, fear of. And then the second is you must have certain standards to feel good about yourself. So if you don't do something, then you fear failing. So if I don't do it like you did it, or if I don't do it like they did it, or if I don't do it, the standardized report, that thing the kids take, if they fail that, okay, then they're not worth anything. Okay, that is the standard that the world would like for us to use to measure our self-worth. And then it's, I must be approved and accepted by certain people to feel good about myself. If I am not approved, then I fear rejection. If I'm not approved, I fear rejection. And the different things that we do so that we could earn that approval leads us deeper and deeper and deeper into situations that become strongholds, and they become very strong bonds that the devil has with our emotions, with our mind, and with our thinking, and as a result, with our behavior. And then the last one is, I am what I am. I cannot change. I am hopeless. You know, they would like to see a whole race of people. You are who you are. You can't change. And so I don't know why you're trying. And that's a lie of the enemy. And then God's truth and measure of standard for us is, God says you're worth what I say you're worth, because he is our creator. And then you have the propitiation. So all of the things on the other side that are the lies of the enemy, that we cannot change those things. We cannot. But God says, I have prepared a strategy as well. And it is Jesus Christ. And through him, all those things will be overcome by you because of the blood of Jesus. Things we have to understand that we must do, that we may believe it, and we can quote the scripture, but now is the time to apply the scripture as a hope. You know, when you're trying to get a root out of the dirt, you can pull and pull and pull, and you can cut it off, but until you dig down in there and reach that root, that mess is going to come back again. When we appropriate the word of God and then apply it every time to that situation that may trigger that kind of a response from us, from this database of the lies of the devil, we have to say no. And we have to then attack that with the word of God, which is why it's so important that we're going to be all in scripture. One of the things that we've been doing for almost a year now is the promises of God, the promises of God, the authority of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how it will change, and God's truth will then be a part of our life. And so that's a basic kind of summary of the beginning of our journey. I do hope that you were able to get your book, and that some of you have looked at them and looked through them, and you may have some insights, revelations that the Lord has given you already as it relates to this journey that we're about to have. So we definitely want to take time for those that's in session to share with us what the Lord has shared with them. Your lines are open. Apostle would like to know, is Minister Pittman on the line? Can't be like me, talking for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and it's on mute, and we can't hear you. Okay, so far I don't hear or see her. Okay. Apostle.
So, as we
we begin to, what, well, let me start here, because one of the scriptures that Overseer made mention of, I believe we should take time to read, was out of Psalms 19 and 12.
Amen.
Psalms 19 and 12. And it says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret and or hidden thoughts. Cleanse me from secret and hidden thoughts, or errors. And I believe when we begin to look at that, it is a scripture that related to justification. And as we begin to look at that, one of the things we have to do is begin to understand that there is a hidden part of us that we are sometimes blind to. And the scripture says that we don't always understand it, nor have we accurately discerned it. However, we have a spiritual responsibility to seek cleansing or seek purification or seek forgiveness from the things that are hidden and or suppressed or buried within our thought process, within our emotions, within our understanding. And so some of these things that require our attention, I think it's interesting, that particular scripture, because it said, cleanse me. David realized that what needed to happen was beyond him. And so we sometimes go to cleanse ourselves, or, you know, we do these self-examinations, and scripture tells us to examine ourselves. But there is a place for that, but this is a different kind of cleansing. So if we can begin to imagine these inner healings and deliverances and restorational processes that require another depth of cleansing, another depth of exposure to be cleansed. And so one of the things we talked about last week was looking at this lesson that we're going to be, this journey that we're embarking upon, also looking at it from the place wherever we serve in ministry. And so as we have all gone from one place to another, or from one gift and calling to another, we've just kind of traveled within the realm of gift callings and anointings. How is that? I want to encourage us, there are some things that have impacted us as we served in one capacity that we just could kind of covered up as we went to a different capacity or served in a different capacity. And the dilemma with that is we took that baggage to the next place unknowingly. And so I definitely want to encourage us, as I get the next scripture that she made reference to, I definitely want to encourage us to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal that to us. The scripture she made reference to, talking about the eyes of our understanding, out of Ephesians, Ephesians 1:18. And as we turn to that, or as I try to get it right quick. Okay, so the scripture says, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of your calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance within the saints. And obviously, I want to encourage you all to read them in various versions. But remember, Psalm said, look, I got some secret thoughts and some hidden things that I need to be, be washed of. I need to be purified of. How are we cleansed? How are we washed? How are we purified? Only by the word of God. So what is the word that is needed to wash
the hidden areas of our minds, of our thoughts, of our emotions, of our actions. What's the word? What is the word of God that is needed to be applied to those areas so that we can receive a cleansing? Sometimes, you know, we think if we get a good power wash, we're good. But there are some things that require a deep, deep cleansing. And that deep cleansing is necessary. It is necessary, not just for healing, not just for deliverance, not just to be made whole, but to be able to hear and receive from God. Because for the areas that we're masquerading in, and for some of us, we're not even masquerading. We just honestly didn't know. We just didn't know. By divine understanding, had not been enlightened, okay? And so we didn't understand that that was in us. And so we began to rebuke the enemy. We began to rebuke the enemy and get frustrated with people and with situations and with scenarios. But God in his sovereignty, he was utilizing those so that it can expose what was in us. We used it and we looked at it like, yep, I knew that person was ABC. I knew this situation, you know. We looked at it and we became frustrated with what was going on as opposed to going, if indeed God is sovereign, he is using these scenarios to reveal not what's going on in them, but what is faulty in me. And so I want to encourage us to utilize the word of God. Remember, Ephesians says, let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. In other words, there are eyes that exist for knowing, for perceiving. There are eyes that exist for quite a few things. But he's saying, now I need to talk to the eyes that have become illuminated with the understanding that the eyes of knowledge have had access to. And so he says, let the eyes of your understanding, now follow this, that have already been enlightened. So not, yep, I thought, I see, I understand. Nope, those eyes are deceitful. But the eyes that have already gone through the cleansing process of the word of God and have not just gotten the word, but gotten the understanding of the word. He says, let those eyes now see and testify based off of or accompany with, thank you, Lord, accompany with the hope of. And so we need to begin to look at, we often look at people and go, it's not your time, or it wasn't your season, or, you know, you went forward too soon, or you seasoned too late. He says, nope, if you understand, if you have enlightened eyes and you understand why I called you and what my riches are in the earth realm for the area for which I've called you in, when you become enlightened with the truth that exists beyond you, then you will begin to operate differently. And so just as we begin to take this journey, elements in the journey may be familiar, but the journey itself isn't. This journey is as new as every day. We have all had, you know, hundreds of Mondays. We may have even had, you know, quite a few October 13th. We may have seen just an enormous number of October 13th, but we've never duplicated one. You cannot duplicate a Monday. You may do the same thing, but you cannot duplicate that Monday. Well, this journey that we're on, even though some of the same elements exist in it, it is not a journey that we can duplicate. It isn't a journey even that we want to look and go, oh, I got that, I remember that, oh, I know how to apply that. No, Lord, I'm showing up new and fresh. I don't care how many times you show up for surgery. Doesn't matter how many times you show up for surgery. They will always prep you. they don't assume that the prepping that you had for a previous surgery is good and adequate and suffice for this next surgery. They are always going to prep you. So may we yes. Hello.
I'm sorry.
Somebody talk.
This is Minister Kathy Pittman. I couldn't get my mute button to let me in. I've been on the whole time. I finally got in through Pastor April, and it's just so ironic. It's not ironic. It's just God. I just want to tell you, when you get finished, what I have down on my notes. Because you're almost like reading my notes.
Well, amen. It's one spirit. Tell us what you have, because I know you knew we were going to call on you.
Yes, and I was prepared, but I couldn't get in. When I did read week one, The Search Begins, and I read the whole thing, but I kept on coming back to the key verse to memorize this week. And
yes.
When I got to Search Me, and he said, what does that actually mean? It means to explore. Well, if you're going to explore something, you're not going to explore some place that you've already been. You're getting ready to explore something that is brand new. Then he said, probe. You got to probe just a little bit deeper and go a little bit further than where you have been, where you were yesterday, last year, 10 years from now, because it's not the same. Then forage. Like people forage in the woods. They're looking for food. We are constantly hungry and looking for food. And then he said, look, don't be satisfied what you see that's in front of you. Look and see it through his eyes. Then he said, hunt. And then I've actually looked up the word search. It says to look through or explore by inspecting possible places of concealment or investigating suspicious circumstances. Then I had to go back and read it, and says to look through Kathy, to look at Kathy through or explore Kathy by inspecting those possible places of concealment, places that I've hidden things that still weighing me down, or investigating suspicious circumstances in me, not in the person that's coming towards me that may be getting ready to say something or act crazy, but those concealed places that are in me, those places that are in me that need to be investigated, so that when the situations and the circumstances come to me, how am I going to react? I already know. I already know how I'm going to react because I have explored and I have inspected that place that has been concealed for so long that has stopped me. I have to search me. I have to do that hunting so I can find me, make sure I know who I am, and look for me and forage for me and probe for me and explore who Kathy is. And that's as far as I got. Search me.
That's far. Hallelujah.
I was like, wow.
That is awesome, awesome, awesome.
Whew.
Anybody else? Comments, insight, inspiration?
Pray for me.
And we pray for each other, and we decree and declare something that is to be established, because this is God's doing. And I just love the way you search the words to find out the path that he was revealing to you and to us. And that's what he's doing. These words, we've been saying them and we've been reading past them. And it was okay because it was good for that season. But now this season is a difference. We've never been this way before. And just like he showed you, you know, this searching is an intentional something. It's intentional with a purpose. You want to find something. Because he says, if you search for me diligently,
you're going to find me. And that's what he's calling us deep unto deep to do in this season at this time. Search for me so that you can find you. And that's what we are desiring.
Yes.
That is our heart's cry and our heart's desire. I would like for the class, each one, write one decree. I decree this to be so this week, because this is what the Lord has led me to. Make a decree for this week, and then write it down. Let's put our decrees together. They did that in the ordination, and they came up with a powerful tool of declaring in the atmosphere. And that's our voices. That's what he's trying to get us to find our voice so that he can use it to transform the atmosphere, to transform and influence the mountains that he's going to lead us to. And if we don't have a confidence in Christ about our voice, then our voice is not going to be as effective as it possibly can. Miracles, signs, and wonders are what we're shooting for, because he said that's what should be. So that's what we're looking for. So anybody else? Insights, inspiration?
The one thing that comes to mind, or that I'm reminded of, is when we tend to see or tend to look at others and we see something that is off or not right, or that we think is not right. A lot of times the significance is not even for they're not even the focus. The focus is internal. Why are we noticing it? And is there something in me that's causing me to notice it? That's causing me to notice it. And God, what is it you want to focus on there? How are you going to show me? What am I going to learn about you and you showing me what? Bringing this thing up, how is this going to draw me closer to you? And typically we tend to focus on the other person and we get angry and upset about, you know, the other person, when it's really us that he's trying to focus on and not the other person, because he'll take care of them. You just worry about you.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, then at this time, we're going to make some assignments, okay? I trust that you will have your book. Has everybody ordered their book? Send also a text if you need a book to be brought on Sunday, okay, to the apostles. Make sure you text her. Now, those that don't have a book, or those that do have a book, there's three things that we're going to sign out. There's two words that we are to study. The one word is redemption. Let's see. The one word is redemption, and the other is unconditional. So, who wants to take unconditional? Give me a name.
I will.
I'm writing it down.
I'll take it.
Okay, who is
this?
That?
Is Pittman. This is Pittman.
Okay,
I'll take
Pittman has unconditional. Who's going to take redemption? On everybody. Okay, Elder April, according to Apostle. Amen. Elder April is going to do redemption. And then who's going to read our decree for the month? Okay, Apostle said it's going to be Elder. Okay, Pastor Bethel. Thank you. Pastor Bethel. Okay. And then the last thing is our key verse. And this key verse should be memorized. So who's going to memorize it and give it to us during our opening session? So if you don't have the book, well, the key verse is Pittman actually.
139:23-24.
Yes. There you go. Psalms 139:23-24. And I do encourage you to get it out of different versions of the Bible. Everybody. Okay, Apostle said that key verse is going to be everybody. So have a specific Bible that you use, whether it's the Voice, the Passion, the Living, the NIV, the King James, and all of those other many, many verses of Bibles that are out there. So be prepared. And if someone uses the one that you had, be prepared for another one. And then you can go on Bible Letter Gateway or something, and they'll take one verse and they'll list it in every Bible that's available. So I suggest that you get it. Okay? Now, the other thing I mentioned. Yes, ma'am.
No, no, go ahead. I just had a question when you're done. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No problem.
What is your expectation of the word unconditional?
What is God's expectation of the word unconditional?
That
he
works
used
for me.
It first. Okay.
That works for me.
Okay. So you know what? This is the season. You're off of milk. Okay. You're in meat, and your meat is provided by Holy Spirit. It says you need no one to teach you. That's Holy
Amen.
Spirit's job, and you're becoming intimately involved and in communion with Holy Spirit, and he will definitely guide you as to what it is he wants to present, because all of this is his, is the Lord's doing, and so we're only being obedient to it. Okay.
Okay.
I know that
also overseer.
Yes, ma'am.
Also overseer. I have the Search for Significance book, but not the workbook yet. It's on its way.
Okay.
The book has the Psalms 139, Scripture 23 and 24 in the NIV version. So if you have the book and not the workbook, it's right at the top of chapter 1.
Yeah, and it's in the workbook. That's the first thing in the workbook. Key verse to memorize. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. So obviously if you have the book itself, you're ahead of the game because it's phenomenal, and you read it because you do a lot. You do a lot of reading, but I think it's a worthwhile reading. Now, this is one of the things I would like to share. You may want to write it down. You can go online to YouTube, and there is a young woman who does this book in about 6-7 minute summary of each one of the major four breakdowns of the book. You can see it. It's called pursuegod.org, and just type in YouTube, pursuegod.org, and search for significance. And so she has the starting session, the beginning session, the search, and then she does each one, the prove addict, the performance addict, the blame game, and she does them all in about a 6-minute setting. So it gives you a good outline and overview of what it is we're going to be looking at. Now, in the workbook, you're going to be given a lot more things to do. And I encourage you, everybody has to do all of them. But each week, somebody is going to share what they did from the work for week day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. Okay? So each person, you better pick a day that gives you the exercise that you're willing to share with us. Write it in your book so you'll have it there, and all you have to do is not no long dissertation. You may have to think of a situation where somebody that you talk to often, and it generally ends up going wrong, you know, because your heart's right, you know, both of your heart's right, but once somebody will say something, it triggers something else. And then, you know, you go back and forth, then your feelings is hurting, and you go like, you know, I ain't talking to them no more. And then I'm not going to answer the phone. And yet you do, because it is an ongoing cycle. So if that's the kind of situation, some of the things that they're asking you to do is to search, and let the guide of the search, the light, the flashlight that you're searching with, be Holy Spirit, and he'll point you right to the situation that needs to be healed. Okay?
Amen.
Oh. Amen. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody want to say, I'll take day two? I'm taking names. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. Say she's going to start drafting people. So we got your phone number, so I'll call your phone number and say, okay, you day one. So if you get a text and it say day one, that's
no,
you.
No, no, no. Overseer, this,
yes,
is, this
ma'am.
Is Pittman. Give me day one.
Okay, Pittman got day one. Okay, anybody want to say day two right quick? Day one.
So me, that means on Friday I have to talk about day one only, right?
Yeah, that's right. Day one.
Okay, I got you. Beautiful.
Okay, not Friday, but next Wednesday. It's not happening on Friday.
I mean, you know, I'm sorry. Next Wednesday,
yeah,
I'm thinking
okay,
about something.
You're right. That's right. Absolutely. So we're going to give Elder Roberta day two.
Day two.
Yes, ma'am. So she called your name. Huh? That's okay. You have.
Say day two.
Huh?
No, I said I was getting ready to say day two. Pittman was talking.
Oh, well. Praise the Lord. See that?
I was trying
okay.
to get mine in.
Yeah, we know.
That's
okay,
I'm
who
talking.
Wants day three? Come on. Going once. I'm going to start calling names. Going twice? Okay. It's going to be Pastor Diane. Uh-huh. We know you there. Okay. Now, day four, now some of you got an advantage because I don't know your phone number by heart. But see, this is how I'm going to do that. Yeah, whoever's phone number it ends in 9859. Who is that? 9859. You got day four.
Shannon.
Well, praise the Lord. You got day four. Okay. I told you I may not.
Will I have
the
workbook and the books by then?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure you will. Okay. Who 4864? Now don't get quiet because I'll hang up and call your number. 4864.
It's me.
Who's me?
It's me, Dana.
Oh, praise the Lord! There you go. You got day five. Look how that went. Hallelujah! You know we're gonna have
yep.
a ball. All right.
Yeah.
Okay then. Now all of you, because see, I wrote down everybody's phone number. So I'll know if somebody's phone number we have not used yet. So you're going to be the next week, okay? Now, what I suggest everybody do, get your ministry partner on the line with you. This should be church-wide so that we can grow together. Church-wide. Get your ministry partner. You go, I don't know who to call me, I'll tell you. Get your ministry partner on the line with you every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. The prophet's going to be available. It's a teaching, what do you call it, potpourri of folks, you know, a whole bunch of people. We're going to have praise and worship from the overseer of prophetic worship, prophetic decrees and declares. God is preparing an army. And as the song says on Tuesday morning, it's an awakening. He's waking up to church because we got to go out. And so we want to be prepared to do just that. So we will, anything else, Apostle?
Every leader. Has to do the work and it will impact what you do on Sunday.
Okay. Every leader must be on the phone.
So if you on the line and you don't hear a leader, you need to get in touch with
them. Amen. You didn't hear a leader say something, and all leaders on the line say something. Say your name and say I'm a whatever you are. I'm Overseer Paulette. Okay. Who else on the line?
Pittman.
Okay.
Okay,
Roger. Okay, Roger. All right.
Overseer Marla.
You ready?
Pastor Bethel.
Pastor Bethel. I don't hear you. Okay.
Roberta.
All right, Elder Roberta. Praise the Lord. We you know, it's fun. Fellowship is fun. I know Apostle KP.
It was more leaders than that because you got drafted. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Say, who is that? Louder.
Sister Arnette on the line.
Okay, Sister Arnette. Mm-hmm. All right,
all mm-hmm. right. Amen.
Okay. All right, I know sometimes people on the line, they can't, you know, dial over because the house is always checking, Apostle. No, you can't. She's shaking her head now. Oh. Oh, she said, okay. I hope everybody on the line says something. Apostle is taking numbers. Okay.
Overseer, do you see my regular numbers?
0561. What is that? 561. Last digits is 561.
0561.
You know what? I don't see that.
I'm connected in through Pastor April. Because
phone
was acting.
Okay, no problem. But, you know, we heard you, so you're good.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, Overseer, one more question. The unconditional, is that a little bit of information due next week as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just want to know.
Sure. Pastor wants to know if somebody's phone on mute and they don't know it.
Huh?
Because she didn't hear you say you're here. Okay. Well, praise the Lord.
Who was that for?
It's not for me because Truman is here. For a
chance.
I certainly said my name.
Huh? We got you, Evangelist Katie.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. Evangelist Katie, you can give us our closing prayer. I thank everybody so much. Go ahead.
Our Father and our God, most humble, most honorable, most gracious, most holy God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, for the lesson on tonight, for the things that we've already gleaned at the beginning of the lesson, Lord God, and for that we will glean from the study on this week. God, I give you glory, honor, and praise for helping us to make time in our schedule, Lord God, to commit the memory verses, Lord God, and to complete the homework, Lord God, and to come prepared, Lord God, to come to your table with expectation and with appetites ready. I give you glory, honor, and praise for it. It is in the matchless name of Jesus that I pray. Amen and good night.
Amen. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.